试卷四，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1.
Thank you for the warm welcome. I am honored to be with the men and women of National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. I thank those of you who have come in person. I welcome those who are listening by video. This agency and the dedicated professionals who serve it have always reflected the finest values of our country: daring, discipline, ingenuity, and unity in the pursuit of great goals. America is proud of our space program. The risk takers and visionaries of this agency have expanded human knowledge, have revolutionized our understanding of the universe, and produced technological advances that have benefited all humanity. Inspired by all that has come before and guided by clear objectives, today we set a new course for America's space program. We will give NASA a new focus and vision for future exploration. We will build new ships to carry man forward into the universe.
Passage 2. Today, I'd like to cite a case illustrative of how a small business eliminated the risk of a takeover. The company of Harper & Grant Limited was started 38 years ago by John Harper and Alexander Grant. Alexander Grant died many years ago, and his son Peter Grant, who is in his 50s, is the present managing director. The chairman, Mr. Harper, one of the two men who founded the company, died at the end of December. His death causes a crisis in the firm. Harper & Grant is a private company. A private company can be formed by two or more people. They sign a memorandum of association stating the number of shares they agree to take, and their signature is followed by the signatures of anyone else, often members of the family, who will also take shares in the company. In a private company, there cannot be more than 50 members or shareholders. The authorized capital of this company was originally $5,000, but the company has grown, and each $1 share is now worth about $100. Each share carries a vote at a shareholders' meeting.